Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A British woman nearly lost her top lip.
Whoa.
After a beautician accidentally injected lip fillers into an artery during a Botox party at a friend's house.
There's an artery above your lip?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
This is what I'm nervous about.
I can understand. 29-year-old Rachel Napier attended the party with no intention of getting Botox treatment, but after a few drinks, Napier decided to go ahead with the injections. By the way, Kathy, it's not the Botox that got her. It was something else, so I'll explain.
All right.
She noticed the bump. She had said that the, talking about the person that was doing the injection, she noticed a bump on my lip when she was doing my Botox and said that she could inject a bit of filler for me if I wanted her to.
Look at the pictures. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's really nasty.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It looks like a Kardashian.
Yeah, they blew up big time. Geez. So to be fair, she told me to go and have a drink and think about it in the kitchen, but she found my weakness. My lip is the one thing that really bothers me about my appearance. A beautician who
She's
had
a
been,
beautiful woman.
Listen to this. A beautician who had been released from prison earlier in the year.
Well, there you go. That's a good credential.
Started the procedure, but instead of injecting the filler into her lip, injected them into an artery. She said one injection upwards towards my nose was very painful. Within a few hours, it began to feel unwell. My lips swelled like nothing I'd ever seen before, and the pressure was unbearable. She contacted the beautician, who told her that it was likely an allergic reaction, suggested she go to the hospital. Well, doctors determined that she was not suffering an allergic reaction and told her to return to the beautician to get treatment to dissolve the fillers. When Napier's lip split open, she reached out to a consultant clinic in London who told her that they would have a doctor ready to treat her as soon as she arrived because it sounded like an emergency.
Oh, my God.
She said, based on looking at my pictures, her medical team suspected vascular occlusion, meaning that the filler had been injected into an artery and could lead to necrosis, death of soft tissue, losing her lip.
Yes.
Flat out, it dying.
There can't be a problem.
Yeah. A few days later, she made it to London where a doctor injected her with a dissolving agent. Within 72 hours, the swelling started to decrease. It took nearly, listen to this, 3 months before her lips started looking normal again. So don't do that. That's not a good idea, especially, listen, you know, at a party. If you go to a clinic, it's a different story.
Yeah, trust me. I'm an ex-con.
Wow. When a 10-year-old Ohio girl got in trouble for bullying, I love this, her father used a unique method to teach her a lesson. Matt Cox posted to a now viral video of his daughter walking down the road in 36-degree weather as he follows behind his car.
Hmm.
He explained that his daughter was recently kicked off the school bus for the second time this school year for bullying another student. So he decided to make her walk 5 miles to school to teach her a lesson. How about that?
Yeah.
A parent actually trying to you know, correct a wrong here about a kid being a bully.
I would have injected her with some lip filler, too.
That might work as well. You can hear him say in the video, bullying is unacceptable, especially in my household. The video received both praise and criticism from a host of viewers. He said, I know a lot of you parents are not going to agree with this, but that is all right. I'm doing what I think is right to teach my daughter a lesson to stop her from bullying, and the experience seems to have been successful. He updated the post saying that his daughter still has all her extremities intact.
Yes.
And that she is happy and healthy and seems to have a new outlook on bullying as well as a new appreciation for some of the simpler things in life that she used to take for granted. So, you know.
Listen, my parents would do similar things. And they wouldn't set me on fire or stuff like that. We know there are lunatics out there, but something like this that reinforces, you know, positive behavior.
Generally, you think of your kid being bullied, and when you get feedback that your kid is the bully,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of an interesting situation. Sometimes people get really defensive over that.
Yeah, the parents go beat up the people accusing them.
As opposed to, wait a minute, you're the one who's doing this?
Yeah.
So I think the guy did the right thing.
Have you seen the movie Wonder, by any chance, Preston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there is a bully in this, and there's a scene where the bully is in the principal's office with the two parents, and the parents are basically like
going back and forth.
They're defending the bully, and,
all
I,
right.
and I said to him, "I'm like, that people don't really do that, do they?"
Sometimes they do, yeah. But this dad didn't. All right, a doctor has revealed a horrifying case in which a woman was left brain dead after an internet hoax went horribly wrong. This is what you're talking about earlier, Steve.
Horrible.
The incident involves a 39-year-old woman identified as only a CG in the story who presented to emergency services with a rapidly deteriorating mental status. Earlier that day, the woman had been performing a soy sauce colon cleanse, a dangerous internet fad which involves people drinking a liter of soy sauce in 2 hours. The woman was already unwell. She had lost 11 kilograms, however many pounds that is.
A liter of soy sauce.
In the past 3 weeks, and had started a white bread and canned fish only diet 6 months ago. She had also recently been released from a psychiatric hospital for what is believed to be paranoid schizophrenia.
Oh, boy.
So this woman needed help. She had the paranoid belief the government had poisoned her and had read online that the soy sauce colon cleanse would rid her body of toxins. Soon after drinking the highly salt-laden soy sauce, she felt her heart beating faster. Mm. A doctor based in the U.S. identified as Bernard said that he runs a website called, or it's a channel called Chubby Miu, which features videos on medical issues like kidney disease and cancer. He said she resisted all urges to drink any water. Over the next 30 minutes while driving home, she stopped on the side of the road and began to cry. When she got home, she stumbled around and began mumbling unintelligible, and then she collapsed. She ended up getting, you know, help, and they took her to the hospital. But the malicious soy sauce challenge is based on half-truths. She had extremely high levels of salt in her blood. The doctor said that the challenge, they claim, will evacuate the entire body of toxins. But the correct part is whatever sodium is, water will flow towards it. She was told the soy sauce would stay in her colon. Toxin-filled water would then flow in, and she'd be cleansed, but that's not how it happens. It brings in huge amounts of salt into her stomach, which begins sucking the water from her muscles and organs into her stomach.
Geez. Oh, my God.
And then it happens to your brain, and you get brain damage and all this other stuff. So this woman exhibited all kinds of stuff. She's paraplegic, and just horrible things happen. So don't ever, ever, ever try to do that, by the way. All right, one last story before we wrap it up, because we don't want to end on that one. Let's go to a short one. How about this? I like this.
Something happy?
An Ohio man replaced a broken blind, a vertical blind, the one that hangs straight down. Those are vertical, right?
Yeah.
With a long receipt from CVS, and the internet loves it. Twitter user Andrew Nolan has gone viral after tweeting a picture of this idea to use the receipt as a replacement for the broken blind. The receipt was the exact same length as the rest of his blinds, so he decided to hang it up there. He had written, "One of my blinds broke in my bedroom, so I just went to CVS."
This has been a big I think even Jimmy Kimmel addressed it about and had somebody on from, you know, the company, and they were supposedly going to reduce the size of these ridiculously long receipts. I go to CVS all the time. I haven't seen it.
No,
it's
still
super
still
long.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
The teacher for a class in New Hampshire in which students were videotaped singing about the Ku Klux Klan to the tune of Jingle Bells has been placed on paid administrative leave.
Where along the line did that even remotely seem like a good idea?
So the superintendent, William Harbin, said that they're putting John Carver on leave and it will allow school officials to fully investigate what happened.
It was a joke!
Cell phone footage surfaced over the weekend of the students singing KKK, KKK, let's kill all the blacks.
Oh my God, no.
In class.
Lord.
The incident was part of a class assignment about the Reconstruction period in American history. The president of the teachers union says that they are working with school officials to determine the facts and why that actually happened. All right,
there's nothing you need to say.
Here's a follow-up story on an internet sensation. I don't know if you guys remember Roger the Buff Kangaroo.
Yes. Yes.
Looked all ripped up. Like
looks like a very muscular muscle pig.
He died.
Yeah.
He was only 12 years old, unfortunately.
He was doing a bench press and the bar fell on his neck.
The muscle-bound animal stood over 6 feet tall from tip to tail and weighed 89 kilograms, putting him ahead above the rest of the kangaroos at the Kangaroo Sanctuary in the Northern Territory. He had certainly come a long way since he was picked up as a tiny orphan Joey sitting on the side of the road beside his dead mother back in 2006. Aww. Roger made headlines in 2015 when he was pictured crushing a metal bucket with his paws. The sanctuary manager, Chris Barnes, announced Roger's death on Facebook. He said, "It's a very sad day here. We lost our beautiful boy, Roger. 10 years ago, I built this sanctuary to house Roger and a couple of his wives. I built it so they'd have a place to live. Roger was our alpha male for many years, and he grew up.
Yes, I'm married to Roger the kangaroo. He's so muscular.
To be a kangaroo that people from all over the world have grown to love as much as we love him."
What is this? What is this recent trend of muscle-bound animals?
I know.
What the hell's going on here?
It's been happening. Like, pigs and cows,
squirrels.
Yeah.
Wait, do we know? I'm sorry. Did you reveal why he's that muscular?
He just was.
He just worked out a lot.
He worked out a lot.
Who knows?
Some CrossFit. People are more motivated.
CrossFit, yeah.
CrossFit, I'm sorry.
Curves.
Roger's fame spread as far as Japan, where plastic toys of the kangaroo in various poses were available from vending machines.
You could take it, Mr. Kangaroo.
So, unfortunately, he passed away, poor guy. A video that shows a foreign couple in a naked embrace at the summit of the Great Khufu Pyramid of Giza is sparking reactions among Egyptians. The three-minute video recorded at night shows a man and a woman scaling what appears to be the Great Pyramid of Giza with the skyline of Cairo in the background. When they reach the top, the video shows the woman taking off her shirt and finishes with a still image of them in a naked embrace. Minister of Antiquities Khalid al-Anani called it a violation of public morality and said the incident and the video will be investigated Attorney General. Ashraf Moi, the director general of the Giza Plateau, said that the online video is fake since there is heavy security and the area around appears to be brightly lighted. So
they were upset.
I would imagine. Yeah, dude. Don't you think they like cut your hand off?
Oh,
or something
they would
like
not.
That?
They're not thrilled about that at all.
Yeah. The video was uploaded to YouTube on Wednesday by Danish photographer Andreas Havid, who posts images on social media of different sites from high vantage points around the world, sometimes depicting nudity. So they're looking for that guy. I'm after you, buddy.
You were in that helicopter.
That's right.
Lemonhead.
And then, do I have time for one more, or do we got to wrap it?
Yeah, one more.
All right. Elvis Presley's image has been used to create action figurines, reading lamps, and Christmas ornaments. His likeness has adorned socks, slippers, and soap, and countless other products over
everything,
the
decades. Everything, man.
Since the American rock legend first got audiences all shook up. So why not traffic lights? The town of Friedberg, Germany this week installed three pedestrian traffic lights.
That's right. When my left nut lights up, that means you stop. When my right lights up, that means you slow down.
They incorporate images of the king. The don't walk light shows Presley at a microphone, while the walk light depicts him in his trademark dance pose, heels up, hips swiveled.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a statue where body parts lit up.
No. Presley was stationed in Friedberg from October 1958 to March 1960 while he was in the U.S. Army. And it was Friedberg that Presley met his future wife, Scylla.
Play Friedberg!
Priscilla Friedberg. Friedberg and the nearby town of Bad Nauheim are where Presley lived, are keen to keep their connection to the entertainer. Friedberg already had an Elvis Presley square and decided to add the three traffic lights as another attraction to the many Elvis fans who visit the town. Isn't that cool that he's just, because he was there for a couple of years, they just have adopted him?
Anywhere that has, Hawaii has a huge Elvis museum.
Yeah.
Las Vegas, needless to say.
Yeah.
I mean, their areas are all around the world.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, he's always king of rock and roll to me.
That's right, man. Yeah. Relay that
black,
a bit.
White,
this is from a documentary.
Right, yeah. Black, white, Jewish, or Catholic, Elvis will always be the king of rock and roll to me.
To me.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what Elvis does.
What does that mean?
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.